Well, thanks for coming back to join me and Bianca Marroquin. This is a bonus episode to the conversation we had previously, covering topics and five specific questions we didn't address in that last episode. Today, Bianca talks about two Hispanic icons that have guided her career. The first, Evita, a bucket list role for her that she almost got to play. And of course, Cheetah Rivera, a Broadway legend that Bianca had the chance to portray on television. I'm your host, Patrick Oliver Jones, and this is The Final Five. All right, Bianca, here we are at the final five questions. So the first question, if you could have any other job outside of the arts, what would that be?
I think it would be something to do with medicine. My father is a doctor, anesthesiologist. He doesn't practice anymore, but I grew up going to his clinic when I was a little girl, and I would help out in the summers. And I would help out with the nurses, and the nurses would bring me with them, and I would put little scrubs on and give me things to do. And I remember loving it because I made people happy, because I helped heal people or making them feel more comfortable after their surgeries or whatever it is that they needed, all sorts of situations. I remember loving that feeling. And since then, I remember saying, if I'm not going to be a dancer, I would be a nurse, or I would do this in the hospital. Well, that's why I didn't have to really think about that. For sure. I'd be something to do with medicine.
And number two, what is the bucket list role or show that you hope to do one day?
To me, there's a show that's always gotten away for some reason. It's been Evita. I was telling you earlier about...
You were this close to doing it.
I was this close, and it wasn't going to happen. And we were negotiating everything, where I was going to live and things like that. Like, Andrew Lloyd Webber had said his yes, and Michael Grandage was director. Yes, everyone said yes. And then last minute, they closed. They were waiting to get at least one nomination or one win from the Olivier Award. And that year, nothing. We're all standing by to see if something had happened, and that would allow them to keep going. And then I would have the opportunity, but it didn't happen. And so that fell through. So that's something that I've always wanted to do. Sally Bowles in Cabaret. So those two roles also, there's a story with Sally Bowles. I was about to do it in Mexico, and it didn't happen. So those are two roles that hopefully, I think I still have time. I'm still in the age that I could do them.
Right.
So hopefully after COVID, maybe one of those opportunities. I don't know.
Or who knows, some random Zoom performance will allow you to finally do it. Who knows?
Totally. But also originate a role.
Exactly. Of course.
I'm going to be on Zoom, and I don't mind. Zoom anything. Let's do it. Yeah. Right. But originate a role on Broadway is on my bucket list, and hopefully I can do that before I die.
So number three, who is it that you look up to as a mentor or someone that inspires you?
It's gotta be my mother, especially with what I'm going through now, as far as human being and as far as maternal figure. I'm not a mother myself, but I have the responsibility of guiding these kids, and these kids are under my protection. And so how was my mother? So I remember and try to remember everything that I learned from her. So she's completely my example, my inspiration. And I have to say that as a performer, it's gotta be Cheetah. Gotta be Cheetah.
Yeah.
Cheetah Rivera, because seriously, I'm sorry, but there's nobody that electric and that passionate and that funny and that pristine and that precise and that seriously powerful to me. She speaks to me. Everything that I've seen of hers in every stage of her life. And I am so lucky to have portrayed her.
Right.
Attempted to portray her.
Yeah, that must have been a dream, but also I can only imagine overwhelming and nerve-wracking to try and portray such an icon.
Of course, the minute that I got the news, I wrote her. Like, Cheetah, this just happened, and I just want you to know, with all my respect, and I'm so humbled, and I'm so blah, 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 blah. Please let me take you out to dinner. I need to listen to you speak, and I need to leave, you know what I mean? Like, first of all, I had to contact her so she knew that that I will never be able to do this, that I was only merely going to do an attempt, a humble attempt. And I just wanted it to be clear for everyone to see, you know, that I was going to try my damnedest, but that I was never going to, you know, but that I was very grateful to have had that opportunity. And it was one of the biggest blessings of my life as well. And when I got to do Barbara Birdie and the things that I've gotten to do that she's done, just to step a little bit in where she's been,
yeah,
what she created, it's just so, so magical. I really look up to her, and I think I celebrate her always. I think she's lo máximo.
Yeah, yeah. She's an inspiration to us all. She's quite wonderful.
Yeah.
And number four, what is a lesson or a trait within yourself that took you a while or one that you're still learning to this day?
Not to take things personal. Right. And we're still learning. And of course, we're wiser now. And we know it. And we repeat it to ourselves. And we know it when we're in a situation. But sometimes it creeps in. And you have to do the mental work. No, don't take it personal. This is, and you have to go through the whole thing. Right. And the whole, no, this is something, it wasn't for me. I'm not, or this person said this because they're going through this. And I happened to be in front of them and they took it out on me. And that is okay. I will serve as that vessel for them. But it's not, you know, a lot of work like that. Patience and faith. And discretion. Discretion. Not share something too much. Especially when things, because then they'll fall. And then when I was a little girl, I remember sharing. I was 11. I was in my dance studio and it was the summer. And somebody had told me, when we come back from the summer, we're going to do this recital and they're going to give you this role. And I'm like, really? And I was so excited. And I went to a party and I told everybody that I was so excited and I was going to do this role and I got this role and they're going to give me the role of la, la, la. And so we came back from the summer and we come back to the school and the teacher pulls me aside and she tells me, I found out that you've been saying. So just because of that, to teach you a lesson, I'm going to take it away from you.
Oh, wow.
And she made me write a 6-page report on discretion. Oh, harsh. But sometimes I go back to that and go, when you get something or when you have news or when you're like, okay, don't share it. Just wait. Be patient. Yeah, you know, because things like that could happen in whatever sense. A teacher that wants to teach your lesson, somebody that didn't like that you were sharing this, or maybe just the energy attached to it. You know, don't share this that happened to you until it's really done or further along, because it might not come true. Just hang on to it. Just keep it to yourself.
Right. And I think in this day of social media, both of those, but as far as discretion and also just giving yourself time to think through something rather than just react viscerally to it. I think both of those traits are something that a lot of people on social media could learn.
You should learn a little bit to be more discreet, not share our entire personal lives. Keep some things to yourself, you know, keep some things private and protect them and keep them precious. You know, but that's learning, and you learn that the hard way, and then that's how you like, oh, okay, I'm only going to post this. It's so tricky, huh? Social media, so tricky. You want to be out there because you've got it. You got to be out there, and you got to take part. But sometimes you don't want to share, and you want to, but you got to be in the game. So it's a full balance.
Yeah, it's always a seesaw act. Yeah, trying to balance that. Yeah. And so number five, this might lead us into the last question. What advice has meant the most to you that you've been given?
Enjoy. Enjoy. Yes, we're disciplined. And yes, we want to be as perfect as we can, which is no such thing, right? Ever. But don't be so hard on yourself and be kind to yourself. And we're only passing through. Life is short. So while you have it, really, really be in the moment and enjoy it. Because everything flees, nothing is forever, and the only constant thing is change, right? We said that. So to always just be very conscious when you're in the way you treat people, in the way you treat opportunities. Sometimes we're like, oh, I don't want to do this. I don't know. Just know that other people would kill to have it, or that this is just here for now. You could be in a very different place later. Sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down, but the world goes round. So, so that is very, very true. And that should keep you humble, and that should keep your feet on the ground, knowing that nothing is forever. Everything is passing by, and you are passing through. So do your best, have fun, enjoy the dance, and leave a good mark while we're here.
I love that. I love that. Yeah, I imagine that that's something that you're imparting to your new children, your stepchildren at this point.
Little by little, I'm teaching them. And, you know, my little one, because I've been in their lives for more than 3 years now. So my little one is 7. So we met when she was 4. So she's becoming like me. She talks like me with the hands. and I'm like, oops, sorry.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Her voice is wonderful and no one notices. And I go, nobody hearing me? And so I kind of want to like, come here, little one under my wing. Like, I want to take her to voice lessons. I want to teach her because she's like a little mini. I'm like, I know you're not mine, but she's just, all this to say that she's the youngest one and the one that is still very pure. And I want to teach her all these things to be, stay humble and to treat everyone nicely. And love. She's such a bundle of love and joy. She doesn't judge anybody. And she's that so special about her. And I want to keep her that way. And I want to make sure that she stays that way. Just love, 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 love. And to try and not to be scared of anything. Fear. That's the thing. To be, let your faith be greater than your fears. That's something that we need to teach everybody around us. Yes, that's, I think, one of the things that all of us as human beings are here on this earth to learn, to be able to conquer your fears. And if there's something that frightens you, if there's something that is offered to you and you're not doing it because you're scared, do it more the reason.
Yeah,
do it even more. Go for it. If it scares you, if it, do it even more, there's a reason why, and you got to heal that and you got to do that. And it's only in the challenges that we learn. It's only in the risks that we take that we will grow. Otherwise, if we don't fall and screw up, how are we going to know what we're capable of? Go for it and make mistakes and fall down, get up, dust yourself off. And now when you do it again, how are you going to do it this time? How are you going to do it different? So always make sure that you learn it, because then if you don't, the universe sends you the same situation over and over again until you freaking learn it. So learn it. I mean, it's just figure out the way it works. The universe works. Figure it out. It's a game, sort of, if you look at it that way. There's a certain law to how things happen. The good you put out is what you get in return. So just put out good. Just remember, when you're going to do something negative to somebody or something not that nice, just know it's going to come back to you. They're going to give you the bill. It's going to come back at some point. So,
yep.
You know, keep staying the light. Stay in the light.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Win Me newsletter by going to whyillnevermakeit.com.